Okay, Shalom Rabbah, say today's daf is Pesach of Daf Peches. We are at the bottom of Pei Zayin Amabez, in the middle of some Agadata here. We're here by the two dots, about 8 or 9 lines up. About some Agadata, about the Begalus of Am Yisrael, and I hope we had a whole story yesterday about Hoshea. So again, we're just finishing up that Agadata, and then we'll get to some other halachos. On Amar Aleph. So Tani Rabbi Chiya, said, "My dechtir, what does it mean? The pasuk says, Elokim hevin darkav, who yodas makoma. God knew the way, the derech, and the place. So Yodei Kosh Baruch Hu es Yisrael. Hashem knew Am Yisrael, right? Sheinim yicholim lekabel gzeres chuzar yos Edom. Am Yisrael were not going to be able to deal with Edom, right? If a Kosh Baruch Hu exiled us after the first base of Hamikdash was destroyed and sent us to Edom, we wouldn't be able to handle it. Leficha hegla osam lebavel." Therefore, Hashem sent us to Bavel, right? Which was not, they're not as evil as if you're judging the nations. Bavel was less cruel and evil than Edom. Rabbi Rabbi Elazar, it says, Lo Higla, Kosh Baruch Hu, Es Yisrael, the Bavel, El Mepnesha, Amuk, and Kosh'ol. Kosh Baruch Hu sent us to Bavel because it's as deep as Sheol, right? It's in a valley. Very often, the word Sheol means Gehenna. If you remember in Erevin, I think we had that mention. I forget where exactly. But basically, the Shenamar Miyad Sheol Efdeim Mimavas Egalim. Right, but it's basically so that meaning Kosh Baruch Hu took us to there, so he could be able to fulfill the pasuk of I will redeem you from Sheol, from death I will take you out. Okay. Rabbi Chanina Amar Pinish Karov Lashonim Lashon Torah. That another chesed that Hashem did was that the Babylonian language was similar. Right, Aramaic, obviously, is similar, as you can see right now, right, from learning the Gemara, is similar to Hebrew, so that the Jews would be able to at least have a ballpark, a chance of, kind of acclimating to their new country. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Mepnei shigvim lebeis iman," Hashem sent them back to their mother's house, right, Avram was from Bavel, he was originally from Haran, but then he went to Or Kasdim, okay, right, that was in Bavel. As a mashal adam shekasa shel ishto al ishto, the mashal is a person gets angry with his wife. Aichan megar mishagra leveis ima, right, to her mother's house. Right, he sends her home. Perhaps the more apt metaphor nowadays is the other way around. Okay, either way, a woman gets upset with the husband, sends back to his parents' house. But okay, either way, vahinu the Rabbi Alexandri. This is what Rabbi Alexandri said. The amar shlosha chazru lematatan. Three things returned to their source, to their literal, right, matatan is lashon netiyah, from the place they were planted, or the place they came from. Ve'elohim, these are them, Yisrael, Kesef, Mitzrayim, Uksavaluchos, right, Am Yisrael, and the money that the Jews took out of Egypt when they left, and the writing on the Luchos. Yisrael had the Amran, right, we just said that Yisrael went back to Bavel when they were exiled. Kesef, Mitzrayim, what about the money the Jews took on the way out of Egypt? So Pasuk says, "Dechtiv vayihi b'shana ha'chamishis hamelech Rechavam, Allah Shishak Melech Mitzrayim, or Al Yerushalayim." Right, the Shishak, king of, right, the Paro at that time, took the money back. Basically, that he took a lot of gold away from Rechavam ben Shlomo. Except what about the Ksav Aluchos? So that's already we have in a couple of parshas from now. Vashabrem Le'enichem, right, when Moshe broke the Luchos, Tana, we learn Luchos Nishtabra, but Osios Paruchos, right, that the letters flew back up to Shemayim when he broke the first Luchos. Okay. Ula says another reason why that what's it called? Am Yisrael was sent to Bavel, Kadeshi Yochlu Tamarim Viasku Batorah, so they could eat dates. Apparently, there were a lot of dates. And they're healthy for them, right? Rash says there are a lot of dates in Bavel, right? That would be a good source of food. And then they could eat, learn Torah. Meaning they would be free from all their worldly pursuits. There, they could be able to sit and learn Torah. And the Torah Gemara tells a story that Ula Ikla Papadisa, Ula went to Papadisa, and Krivale Trina the Tamri. They brought him a bucket of dates. Amar Lula, they said, Kama Kihani. How many can I get of these dates for a zuz? I'm related. Klas bezuzah. You get 3 buckets full for a zuz. Meaning, i.e., they were very cheap. So Amar said, "Malot tsana de duvsha bezuzah." You can get a basket of honey, right? Eretz zavas chalav udvash, right? That's honey is dates. So get a basket of honey for zuz. And the Babylonians don't learn Torah all the time. Meaning, if food is so cheap here, how could they? You don't have to work so much, and you can just learn, and you can make a parnasa without making so much money, because there's enough food you can get for cheap. So he was critical of the fact that they only learned, I don't know, let's say they learned 4 hours a day. So why did they learn more? They didn't have to work so much. Balayla, so mini Balayla tsar ruhu, but at night, so Ula realized that the dates were pretty, if they gave him a stomachache, right, gave him pains. Zarbar, then he said, Malot sana sama de musa bezuza bebavel. Wow, he didn't call them, right? Now you have a bucket of poison, sama de musa, right? Something that'll kill me. That costs only a zuz, and they're so tempting, and they're so tasty, but they put you in the bathroom all night. Ubavoy, askabai, right? But the Babylonian, right? Now they learn Torah, meaning now is a praise, right? They still learned, I don't know, however much it was, let's say 4 hours a day. But Ulu was saying, oh, wow, they have so much of this food that puts you in the bathroom all night, it makes you exhausted and wrecks your life, etc. And it's so tempting, right? And now he was impressed that they learned the 4 hours a day because they had so much food that was that would cause them perhaps some stomach issues. Okay, fine. Vayter. So if Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, "My dechtiv was meaning the pasuk says, 'Valchu amim rabim v'amru lechuv nale el har Hashem el beis Elokei Yaakov.'" What does that pasuk mean? So, okay, Yaakov, hello, okay, Avram Yitzchak, what does it mean? That we're going to go up to the house of Yaakov. Right? What, Avram Yitzchak had nothing to do with the Har Yishalayim, the Beis Hamikdash, right? Avram offered Yitzchak the Akedah on the Har Hashem, on Har Moriah. So, Ella, Loka Avram. So the Gemara says, no, Loka Avram, Shekasu Bo Har, because by if you notice, and this is a fascinating observation, by each of the Avos, the mountain, meaning the Beis Hamikdash Yerushalayim, is called something else. By Avram, it's called the Har. Right, as Shneimar, the Pasuk says, right, Asher Yemer Hayom Bahar Hashem Yireh. That's what they call the mountain. Right, after the Akedah, that's what Avram called the mountain. V'lu Yitzchak Kekosu Bosadeh. Right, when it talks about Yitzchak, Yitzchak referred to it as the Sadeh. As Shneimar, the Pasuk says, Vayitzei Yitzchak Lasuach Basadeh. Right, and so Yitzchak called this area Sadeh. Elaki Yaakov Shekar Lo Bayis. So it says Yaakov, when you have Beis Yaakov called Yerushalayim a house, right? Or the Beis Hamikdash, or specifically a house. Shneimar, as Bazik says, by Krashim HaMakom Hu Beis El, right after his dream. So again, there's a lot of Achronisha literature on these three, the differences between Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov and what they called the Yerushalayim. But okay, but Vayter. I don't remember any of them. I'm aware. I remember I was listening. I think Rav Aryeh Leibowitz pointed out one of them, and then I saw what I'm forgetting. I saw it in the article somewhere, or something. Maybe the Maharsha points out something. I'm blanking, but there is a lot. If you're curious, to definitely Ayin Sham and check it out. There is a lot to be said about these three different things. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Gadol kibbutz golios kiyum shenivru shemayim v'aretz." Today, mitzvah Hashem, please God, speedily in our days when we have the kibbutz golios, will be as great as the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Shneimar, the pasuk says, "V'nei Yisrael b'nei Yehuda v'nei Yisrael yachtav v'samud lehem rosh echad v'alu min ha'aretz ki gadol yom Yisrael." Right, he calls the Yom Yisrael, the day of gathering all the nations. The pasuk says, "V'yivoker yom echad." It was one day, so that's the same idea that the one day will be a great day. It'll happen. It's also Chazal point out it'll happen k'harifayin. It can happen just with the snap of the fingers. Kosh Baruch Hu could bring us all back to Eretz Yisrael. Currently, at the moment, it is snowing in Yerushalayim, so people from colder climates won't even feel out of place. Yosum, okay, so now back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, Yosum Sheshachtu Alav HaBetropsim, if for whatever reason, an orphan, Rachman al-Tzlan, and his estate is managed by two different people, if both of them decided to shech the Korban Pesach for him, so he can choose whichever one he wants. And I says, well, Shemayim no yish breira. Again, like we tried to do yesterday, apparently you see that there is breira. We say that retroactively he had chosen one or the others, right? You're obviously going to ask him about it later. Right? So obviously we see that breira works. Some Rabbi Zera, no. Rabbi Zera says, selabais. The Torah says, when you're talking about registering, right, for Korban Pesach, it says a sheep for a house, mikol makom, meaning even without the rishus of the people in the house, you can designate the Korban Pesach for them. So therefore, it's not that we say Breira and the Yosom chooses which Korban he wants. He's not in the Parsha. He doesn't need to be asked. So therefore, since he's not, doesn't need to be asked, so then that does not mean that there is Breira. Okay. I mean, Tosis does ask the question, what about... What about, is this Tosis over here? Yeah, I mean, he's talking about the mitzvah of chin? Oh, no, I take it back. Okay, never mind. Weiter. Sorry about that. Tana Rabbanan. We learned in Rabbisa, Sela Bais. What about the word Sela Bais? Malamish Adam may be Shokhain. A person can bring Korbezach and Shechte, right? Ayde Bino, Bito, Knanim, Ayde Avda, Shivchasa, Knanim, right? He can Shechte for his son, for his daughter, again, that are not Bas Mitzvah, or there's his servants that are Knanim, right? I mean, Eved Knani, Bemi Daitim, Bemi Shalom Daitim, regardless of whether they want or not. Aval Eno Shokhe, but he can't Shecht, i.e., when we say he Shechts for it, meaning he counts amongst his people, right? Like we just said, that you don't require their Das, so you can do that if they're Knanim or if it's an Eved Knani. But if he can't do that, Ayde Bno Bito Hagdolim, Ayde Avdo Shivchaso Ivrin, Ayde Ishto Elamidaitan. But his Gdolim kid, his Gadol kids, his kids older Bar Bat Mitzvah, or a regular Jewish Eved or Shivcha, or his wife, right? And all those, right? That needs to be with Das, with consent, and you can't just do it for them without their Das. Tanya Yidach, another Brisa says, interestingly enough. Right, and we'll see. There's a steer between these two braces. Lo yishchot adam lo ayde bno ubiyito hagadolim v'lo ayde avdo v'shivcho haknanim. He's not allowed to. You know, he's not able to just kind of register his son or daughter who are bar mitzvah or his eved ivri or an ama ivria v'ayde ishto. All right, v'ayde ishto midatan. Also, his wife as well. Right, they all have to do that. Also, has to be listed and registered midas. But he can do it for his kids if they're ketanim. And he can also do it for his every ketani. Regardless, right, whether they have das to join or whether they don't, meaning whether they're interested or not. I mean, the first prize, if you remember, he can do it, right? It says both. That's the same language in both. And then the prize says, "Kulan sheshachtu." And all of them, if he did shecht, v'shechet rabban aleihem, and their master also shechted, meaning if they, all these people listed above, shechted their own korban pesach. And then their master did it as well. So then yotzin b'shel rabban, v'ein yotzin b'shel atzman. They can do their own, and they cannot use, they can use their master's korban pesach, but they cannot use their own, chutz mina isha, except for his wife, shecholos limchos, because she can protest, and use her own. Gemara says, "Maishna Isha." Well, why is a wife different? Right, again, all those things were listed right together. Right, Gedolim kids or Eved Shifcha Ivris, Eved Ivri Ama Ivria. Right, so why is a wife different? They were all listed together. So Rebbe says, "You're right. Isha v'chol d'damila. Really, everyone in that category really can protest, and therefore." They are allowed to use their own. So Kamar says, "One second, Hagu Vakasha. All this is contradictory. Amarta, you said that Chutz Mina Isha Sheichol is Limchos, that the wife can protest. Meaning, Taima Demachi. Apparently, what is the reason she's not allowed to join with the husband's Korban Pesach? Is that if she protests, right? But Halomachi. But if she doesn't, then Nafka B'Shal Baila. Then she's going through to get to use her husband's. But you see, even if she doesn't give her das, the default is that she's registered with her husband's. But Hakatani Reisha, what does the first part of the Brisa say? Part of the Brisa says that you need the das from his wife. Apparently, if you have no das whatsoever and you don't have either way, right, that doesn't count. When she is not listed on his korban. So the Gemara says, you're right. My elami daitan. What does it mean, elami daitan? That you need their das, their intent, their consent. So lav de amri in. It's not that she said, you know, she said, yes, I'm with you for sure. Ela bistama. It just means that, no, stam, she, mistama, logically, she's, bistam, if she doesn't say anything, so then she's included in his korban as well. Right? Lefukahikot amar lo, right? What are we coming to do? We're coming to say that if she says, no, I'm not interested in having korban pesach with you, so that's a case where she can not have his korban pesach, but in general, she's going to be listed on his korban. Aye, the Gemara says, "Vaha kulu shachten shachar rabban aleihem yotzim mishal rabban." One second, we said that all of these that we listed before, right? If maybe the ones that like the ketanim, right, and the every ketani, etc. But all of these that they have to be yotzim with their masters and not their own. Right, the bistama, right? That's a case of bistama, right? Where we don't have specific das v'ketani. But the Brisa says, "Chutz min ishah mepnei sheichol limchos," that a woman's allowed to protest. Meaning that in the case where Stam, the wife is not listed in his on the husband's korban. Because what's the case? She did her own korban Pesach, right? So clearly that's a protesting and a kind of removing herself from the equation. She shechted her own. Obviously, she doesn't want to be with him. So therefore, that's a michui. That's the case of a michui. So that's the expression of not wanting to be listed on his korban Pesach. Okay, Eved Shal Shnei Shufrin. Let's say again, if you remember, you have a slave who's owned by two different people, but he can't eat either one from either korban Pesach. So that was the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Rami Le Ravina Sabala Rav Nachman. Ravina, the grandfather, the older one. I guess there were two of them. Okay, said to Rav Nachman. One second, the Mishnah says, Tanan, Eved Shal Shnei Shutvin, Lo Yochol Mishal Shneim, right? You can't eat either Korban Pesach, right, of either master, Vatanya, but Brisa says, Ratzim Mizeuchel, Ratzim Mizeuchel. Brisa says he has a choice. So what's the deal? Samalei, so I'm not going to say back to, he said, Eina Saba, right? Eina Saba, Amri La Pasya Ukma. Some people said he called him a black vessel, which is a compliment. As Rashi pointed, not here, but Rashi points out elsewhere that this is a compliment. That the person is so blackened because he doesn't have time to take care of himself. He's just learning all day. He doesn't have time for self-grooming, etc. But either way, so he complimented him, and he said, "Mini minach distayim shmeitza." Let's figure it out together. Right, so Miss Nissen, he was trying to be nice to him, and he was about to give him an answer, but he's trying to be polite and say, "Let's figure it out together." Miss Nissen bidakafdi adadi. Right. Our Mishnah is bekapti. They're makpid on each other, right? Our Mishnah is talking about when people are not happy with each other. Are the masters? Meaning, again, what do you have? A slave that is a servant of two masters. So when can he not eat by either one of them? Is when the masters don't like each other. And stama, they're going to say, "Oh, you can't eat by the other guy, right? When I shechted for you, I was not shechting for your other half that's owned by the other guy." But Braisa, that says he has a choice, lo kapti adadi, when the masters don't care about each other, and mistama, right, they're not upset, and they're happy to be yotze, the other half of this eved, with the korban pesach. Right? Again, I had a friend who said, you don't know how big of a bracha it is to work for a nice boss until you work for a terrible boss. And so he said that sometimes, it's good to have a good boss and who doesn't care about the other side, and we'll help you out. Okay, Misha Chetzu Bechoruch Lo Yochol Misha Rabba. Right, again, someone who's half. Very very interesting case. Gemara comes up a bunch of times that a person sells half of himself. He's half of a free person and is half of a slave. Meaning he's just practically he spends 6 days in a work week, so he spends three at home and three working for his master. So Misha Rabba Lo. Again, we said he can't eat his master's korban pesach. So he says, "B'shal rabu d'lo yochal, avo mishal asma yochal." Right. The implication is that he can eat his own. Aye, v'atani. Then the price says, "Lo yochal mishal avo lo mishal rabu," but he can't eat from either one. So he says, "Lo kasha again." Kan b'mishna rishona, kan b'mishna achrona. There is no problem because this is when the Braisa is talking about the first Mishnah, and the Mishnah, our Mishnah, is talking about the second Mishnah. What's going on over here? So basically, there was a machlokas beishana beishelel. It says it had a deal with someone who is half and half, who is a half free person and half an eved. And you'll see in a second, beishelel was mode to beishana. And so after, let's read it, and then we'll see exactly what happened. It sounded like we went to the Mishnah, Mishnah and Gittin, and as you can see in the Mesaras of Shas, all over Shas, really. Misha chetzu evri v'chetzu bechorin, if person is half and half. So over his rabbi yom echad, v'satzma yom echad, right? That's why I said he's 3 days on, 3 days off, right? He works for himself one day, and he works for his master one day. Right? Divrei Rabbi Beiselel, right? Again, it sounds like a really weird thing. He'd be half a slave and half not. But again, you can imagine that would be a very agreeable proposition for someone, let's say, is on hard financial times, has a hard time finding a job. He has 3 days of work a week. So he hires himself as a servant to the master. If you remember, we just did it in Parshas Mishpatim, Eved Ivri, the halachos of Eved Ivri, the master has to provide everything for his Eved Ivri, place to sleep, food, etc. So, the guy's on hard times. He only has a job 3 days a week. So the other 3 days, he works at his master's house, and his master pays for his food, his lodging, etc. So you can imagine that it wasn't a crazy uncommon thing. You'll see at the end that it obviously was uncommon because a person. Let's see, and you'll see in a second why it was probably not so common practically. Okay, so either one, someone who's half and half, he should serve his master one day, he should serve himself one day. David Beis Hillel, that was Beis Hillel's Shita. Beishame Omrim. Beishame said, oh, great. That's a great arrangement for the master, right? Tekantamis Rabo, right? Sheinu Mafsi Klum in Aroilo, right? The master bought him for 3 days a week, so the master's doing great. But you haven't fixed the guy, because the guy, not in terms of money, but he has a halakhic problem in terms of getting married. Right? Lisa Shifcha Eino Yochol, he's not able to marry a Shifcha Kananis, which every day he's allowed to marry a Shifcha Kananis, because Shikvar Chatzu Ben Chorin, because half of him, right, is free, is a free person. Lisa Bas Chorin Eino Yochol, he's also not allowed to marry a regular Jew, because Shadayin Chatzu Eved, because he's half of an Eved. Right? Eved also is not the... I'm so sorry. This is talking about a Eved Kanani. Half of an Eved Kanani. So a person is not selling himself at all. No, I take that. But let's hit the rewind button here. This is my apologies. This is talking about a half free person and half Eved Kanani. So the Eved Kanani is not allowed to marry a Jewish girl. And he's also not a married slave because he's half of a free person. Meaning, his mestama is an Eved Kanani whose master freed half of him. Okay. So basically, what is this guy able to do? He's not allowed to marry a shifcha. He's not allowed to marry a Jew because he's half and half, right? Each side, the other half, will impede on his ability to get married. So what can he do? What should he do? Yivatel. So maybe he just shouldn't get married. But again, the whole point of the world is to populate it and make a kiddush Hashem, right, with the kids. Shemar's pasuk says lo so bara ela shevis yitzra. Right, the world was made for population. It's ela mipnei tikun olam kovin is rabavos and also ben chorin. Right, so because to fix this guy's situation, right, we force the master to free the other half of him. Kosev shtar al chatzid dama already, and he writes up a shtar for a half of his money, for half half of the person, half the value, meaning they're not going to make him lose money, right? So the new guy still has to work off the debt, right? But we're going to make the master free him so that the guy can go work off his debt, and then he can marry a Jew. And then v'chazur beis hillel l'horos k'beis shammai. Then beis hillel went back and paskin like beis shammai. So we said that someone who is half and half is not allowed to eat from he can eat from his own or eat from his master. That's already after he's a free person. But if he's not allowed to eat from either, then that's when he's chetzu eved and chetzu ben chorin. And again, after Beis Hillel agreed with Beis Shammai that we forced the master to free him, then he is allowed to eat at his own korban pesach. Right, obviously. Okay, new Mishnah. Ha'omer la'avdo tseyu shchot alai esa pesach. If this person says to his servant, go shecht for me the korban pesach, and shachat gidi yochal, shachat tele yochal. And then the servant doesn't know which animal to shecht. So regardless of whether he shechts a goat or he shechts a sheep, so you can eat either one. Shachat gidi vitle, right, let's say he shechts both of them. I say yochal min rishonim, right, then min rishon, you should eat the first one. Okay, shachach ma amar lo rabo. Let's say the eved forgot what his master told him. So ketzid yaseh, what should he do? Yishchot telev gedi. He should shech both of them. V'yomar, he should say im gedi amar li. If my master told me to shech the goat, so then rabbi gedi amar li rabbi. So then gedi shalom v'tele shali. So then his is the goat and mine is the sheep. V'im tele amar li rabbi. And if my master told me to shech the sheep, hatzele shalom v'gedi shalom. Right, so his is the sheep and mine is the goat. The Gemara will ask, right, I thought slaves can't own anything, right? What do you mean the goat is his or the sheep is his? Okay, the Gemara will ask that question. Shachach rabo ma amarlo. Let's say the master now forgot. And he said, I don't know, I don't remember, I'm busy, right? There's a lot of stuff to do at Pesach. I don't remember what I told you to do. So then shnehem yotzu lebeis ha-sreifa. Then both korbanos are good, but you can't eat either one because you don't know which one, right, you were registered on. Right, so then the korbanos are good, as the Mishnah says. Pturim nevasas pesach sheni. The guy doesn't have to do pesach sheni. Right? The blood is sprinkled, and the korban is fine. It just has an isra achila because you don't know which one you were registered on. And but mistama, your korban was accepted. You don't have to do pesach sheni. Okay, so it says pshita. Right, meaning why do you need to tell me? Right, if you didn't specify a sheep or a goat, right? So what's it? Okay, whatever he did, he did. The master is not in the cockpit; he doesn't care. So obviously, it's fine. So when it says shachah gedi yochal, afagav deragel betle, shachah tle yochal, afagav deragel bigdi. Because the Mishnah is trying to teach me that even if the master usually eats, I don't know, sheep meat, for example, or goat meat, and the eved did the opposite one, that's still fine. Okay, fine. So shachar gdi, if it's tala yochel min harishon, let's say he shechted both, you should eat the first one. The Gemara says, "I v'atanya in nimdin al shnei pesachim ke'echad." One second, I thought that you can't be registered for two korban pesach at the same time, right? So you shouldn't be able to eat either of them. Right? You only can be registered for one. So it says, "Masnitz b'melech u'malka." The Mishnah is with a king and a queen. What's going on over here? So if you regash, each a tliyin alav dehem, ve'in makpidim al sudosan. Fascinating. I would have thought the opposite, but I guess let's say a righteous king and queen who's just they're dependent on their servants, but they don't care what their meal is like. In Gideon and Talayim, Rashi says they would just want good food. Give me a well cooked, professional, 5-star chef meal. I don't care what it is. Tell me what we're having today. What's on the menu? King and queen not bothered with the minor things such as which type of animal they're eating. So Hilkach, as you look at Rashi, in Kadim Breira, there's no Breira retroactively, the Tarfayo Nichalu, because they don't care. They're happy with both of them. And the Fichach Yochum and Arishon, therefore they should just eat the first one. But the Kevin Deleka Kpeda, Yotzev Arishon, Yidechoboso, since they don't care at all, so the first one, okay, the first one is Shechtin, that's the one that they wanted. I, the Gemara says, Vatanya, in Nimdin al Shnei Pesachim Kechon, you're not allowed, doesn't the Brisa say you're not allowed to be registered for two at once? Who might be Melech Malka? And there's a story with the king and queen, Shamulav, they said to their servants, Su Vishachtu Aleinu as a Pesach, they go out and shechted Korban Pesach for us, and Yotzu Vishachtu Aleim Shnei Pesachim. And they shechted two. And Bo Visholu Samelech, they went to ask the king what to do, and Amalahim Luchu Visholu Samelech, right? A good king says, I don't know, well, ask the queen. she knows what she wanted. Okay, Bo Visholu Samelech, and she wasn't sure what the halacha was, and she, as Rashi says, b'kiyu chachma haisa, she was smart, the amra lahem l'chu v'shalos Rabbi Gamliel, she said, I don't know, ask the God of the door, I don't know what the din is. So, bo v'shalos Rabbi Gamliel, they went to Rabbi Gamliel, amra lahem, he said to them, malko melech da daitan kala lahem, right, for king and queen, whose das is light, they don't really care, yochlo min arishon, they should eat from the first. But anan, but us, meaning normal, the rest of us, lo nochal, lo min arishon, lo min hasheni, I shouldn't eat either one of them. And the Ve'atanya is b'nichusa, by the way. That's the proof to show that the king and queen, right, are not makbid about their food. And this story with Rambam Gamliel proves that they should eat the first one. V'shuv pa'amachas, and another time, it happened in Tzeza Halta b'vesa amet b'achim, there was a halta'ah is one of the shmona shrotzim, and it's a lizard. And if it's tameh, so then it will be matameh stuff. And it was found in the shechter, in the shechting house, the slaughterhouse, in the king, in the palace. And ubikshu the tameh is called a suda, and they thought maybe everything kula, maybe everything should be tameh, because they found it in the kitchen. And I don't know what it touched or whatever. So bo v'shalas amalek, they went to ask the king what to do. Amar lahem lechu v'shalas amalek, right? A smart guy. Go ask the queen what to do. Bo v'shalas amalek, went to ask the queen. Again, she was also smart. Amar lahem lechu v'shalas Rabbi Gamliel. I don't know anything about Tumah Tara. Go ask the Gadol HaDor. Bo v'shalas so, amar lahem, he said to them, Beis hametabchim rotech otzonein. Is it boiling hot? Or is it cold? Meaning, not the room. It's talking about the food. Meaning, was the food hot or was the food cold? Amar lahem rotech. He said, the food is hot. Fascinating. The food is hot. So, what happened? Amar lahem, so he said to them, okay, so logically, right, if the food was hot, and that's why you think it's dead, go throw a cup of cold water on the lizard. So, they poured a cup of cold water on it, and it kind of squirmed. I mean, it kind of shook. Right? Apparently, he was still alive. The Shmona Shrotzim are only metame when they're dead. So Gemara says, "Vatir Rav Gamliel kol asuda kula." Rav Gamliel was mitahir everything because there was no tumah there whatsoever. Nimtza Melech Tali b'Malka. Nimtza Malka Tali b'Rav Gamliel. Nimtza kol asuda Tali b'Rav Gamliel. As you see that the king was based on the queen, right? The queen was based on Rav Gamliel, and everything was taken care of by Rabban Gamliel. Okay, fine. Shachach Masha Amar Rabo. If they forgot what the master said, right? So again, he should shech both of them and make this whole tnai, right? If it's mine, if it's his, it's mine, etc. So Gemara says, Shali, what do you mean? It's the slave's korban. Masha Kana Evi Kana Rabo. Whatever the slave acquires is owned by the master, right? The slave has no possessions. So Rabbi, Holich Eitzel Roa, Haragil Rabo Etzlo. Right? Now the case is, right, he should go to a shepherd, meaning the slave is going to a shepherd, right, that you know, his master always gets animals from, to the lichane b'dekanta de rabbi, and the shepherd obviously is happy to take care of the master. Umakni lichad minayu. So the shepherd, in the cases here, is that the shepherd is giving an animal to the slave. Amanash in the rabbi rishusbo, on the condition that the master has no ownership, meaning if you need to pull this move, so the shepherd gives a gift to the slave on the condition that the master does not own it. And this works. That's the Gemara Kedushin. That is work. That does work for the slave to own it. If you have to pull the shtick, so then you can do it. And that's how they would do it. That's how they would figure it out. They would go to the shepherd, right, and get the slave his own animal and figure out the master's situation in that case. Because otherwise the master can't eat it, right? Because then it's a suffix. He doesn't know whose animal it was, etc. Right? So he's interested in this halachic kind of, not shenanigans, but this halachic mechanism in order to make sure that the master can eat the korban. Shachak rabo masha'amah, right? If the master forgot which animal he asked for, so then he can't eat either of them. But the korban is good. Amar Rabbi Abaye says, Lo shanu el shachach achar hazrika. That's only if the sprinkling was done already, and then they forgot. Because right? then it's an issue of whether you can eat it or not. But the sprinkling was good, right? And everything was fine. Debeidna de Izrik dam, because when they did the sprinkling, so have a chazi le'achila, right? You could eat it. Ava shachach lefnei Izrika, but if you forgot before the sprinkling of the blood, and then you know you can't eat the korban before the blood was sprinkled, right? The Izrik dam lo have a chazi le'achila, right? You couldn't. It was not ready to be eaten when you did the sprinkling. Then chayav in lasos pesach sheni. Then the sprinkling of the blood is no good, and the korban is no good, and they have to do Pesach Sheni. Ika Demasniya Braisa. Some people taught this about the following. That statement of Abaye is about the following case. That if five people mixed up the skins of the Korban Pesach with each other, right? If you can imagine, there are a lot of people in a hotel, a lot of people with different Korban Pesachs. And sure, why not keep the skin? Back in the day, certainly, the people kept the skin and made it, you know, used it for certain different things. But yeah, certainly they keep the skin, and you got a bunch of them hanging on the wall, and you get them all mixed up with each other. And now you find a yabeles, which is a mum, on one of the skins. Right? That will meaning the korban was no good. Right? You don't know which one of the five is no good. So kulan yotzin lebeza streifa. You got to burn all of them. But upturim alasas pesach sheni. They're all putter. Meaning the korban is good, right? but they can't eat or do anything else with the rest of the food. Or the rest of the korban, right, they all have to be burned, but the korban is good, and they don't have to do pesach sheni. And this is where Amar Abaye said, "Lo shema elashim zar v'achazrika." That's only if they got mixed up in the hotel right after the blood was sprinkled. The benina dezer dam mia have a chazi leachila. Because when they sprinkled it, then it was still able to be eaten. But if for whatever reason the skins got mixed up before the sprinkling, then chayav nasus pesach sheni. Like we said before, then korban is no good. The sprinkling is no good. And then they have to do Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara just points out, if you're telling me that Abaye agrees, holds this split in our Mishnah, so for sure he holds it the Braisa. Because again, the Mishnah has no psul in the Korban. The only psul is whether the guy can eat it or not. Here we're talking about one of the Korbanos was for sure psul, because it had a mum. Right, that's inherently on the korban, so that would for sure be no good if you hold that this Abaye's distinction is by the Mishnah. For sure, he holds in the Braisa. But mind the Masni Abraisa. But if he holds like the Braisa, the guy the one who taught Abaye about on the Braisa Masnis and Lo, he would not apply to the Mishnah. But came the Machshir Ninu. Since in the Mishnah, all the korbanos are actually fine. Right, the Itkar Havi Chazi LaAchila, and if for whatever reason, if the master who told the slave remembered what animal, oh, you're right, it was a goat this year, we wanted a goat, then it would be fine. Then he could realize that's the one he was registered on, and he could eat it. So then, Kami Shmayagaya, so in front of a Kosh Baruch Hu, right, Kosh Baruch Hu knows which one he wanted, so therefore, the korban for sure is good, even if you tell me that the Abaye's split is on the Braisa, so then for sure, Mishamayim, guy doesn't know who's korban is which, but Kosh Baruch Hu knows, and therefore the korban is fine, and you would not have to do Pesach Sheni. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll go right into the Heilige Shas tomorrow.